TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Why would we record an hour and a half early on Daylight Savings Day? This is the dumbest fucking idea we've ever had.
It is.
Man, it's so weird. It's almost like we knew it was coming, and we could have gone to bed earlier and been well rested, but we didn't.
So, because I was having trouble falling asleep, I was working on some work shit just to, like, fill in the hours. And at 2 in the morning, my wife goes, "You realize it's 3 now, right?" And I was like, fuck. And I went to bed.
Tim, can you go back to bed? You probably can't, because you got kids and shit.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Yeah, I can if I won't. Not really today, but, yeah.
Once you're up, you're up, Noah. That's how it goes.
Let's start this bullshit show.
Tim's so cranky.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast. Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, I hate Daylight Savings Time. We talk about Noah's new diet, and we discuss the new movie, Captain Marvel. And when you hear this sound...
Daylight Saving Time. How is this still a thing?
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Who's a grumpy Gus in this podcast? Who are you?
You shut your fucking face. Welcome to a goddamn TanCast.
Who's a grumpy Gus?
Shut up.
Is it Jim?
Ever helped a grumpy Gus not be grumpy?
Talking that voice?
Yeah, or calling them a grumpy Gus.
Yeah, helps all the time.
I was a little bit grumpy, but then someone called me a grumpy Gus, and I looked at myself and I said, "Oh, you know what, self? You should take a different tact."
Oh.
They said it in this like patronizing voice. And I was like, "Yep, I'm not grumpy anymore."
Who needs a dick sucked?
Who needs a dick sucked? Who does?
Tim's having a rough week,
unless
guys.
Unless you're offering, you might as well knock that shit off.
Does your grumpy new penis need a little grumpy suck?
Why is the suck grumpy?
Tim, I don't know.
I don't think it's gay if it's the cheer of a buddy who's having a bad day.
That rhymes.
Kind of. The rhythm's a little bit off. Unlike my sucking.
Slurp derp derp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I'm always here to cheer Tim up.
And I'm Noah, and I'm gonna spank it better.
Yeah, Daddy spank it better.
Daddy spank it better.
Oh, I tried that on my wife. She does not appreciate that joke as much as you, gentlemen.
That is surprising. It's not that.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. It was the surprise of it that really sold it.
Shh, let Daddy speak about it. Stop it. Stop. It's not funny.
Here we are once again.
Here we are.
For only 3 days until I get a camera up my butt?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, good. Now I can tell Danelle what day it was, because I started to tell her about it last time, and she's like, "When is it happening?" I'm like, "I don't know."
Wednesday.
She's like, "Fucking Tim."
Wednesday.
I knew it was this week. I told my wife it was this week.
I've gone from the point of dreading it to, like, I just want to get it done with and move on with my life.
Noah.
Yes.
What if you like it?
I mean, he's not gonna remember. Experience. I've had a finger up my butt, and I didn't love that. So imagine getting a bigger camera up my butt. It's not going to be make it better.
Is it going to be 3D imaging? So you can watch it on IMAX?
I don't know. Hopefully I'm not sitting too close.
I mean, you're sitting the closest.
Into the screen.
Oh, I see.
Noah's got his coming at your face in 3D!
3D! I don't know if they'll give me a video that I can watch later.
Oh, maybe they'll get Morgan Freeman to narrate it.
I'd rather have sit in front of a green screen and act like he's going down a water slide and then just play the camera shot in reverse.
I'd like to tell you this is a happy ending. But that camera's going right up his poopy shoot.
Poopy shoot.
Just remember, though, Noah, if the doctors try to do the handshake in the middle and the other one doesn't know the secret handshake, that means it's the cancer.
Okay, Andy.
All right.
So, yeah, got that going for me.
That's good. That's fun.
I've been on this diet. Ah, diets are annoying.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why I don't do them.
You're like, oh, I can't eat that. I mean, I guess this diet is particularly annoying because you're not supposed to eat, like, any fibrous stuff, which is a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Well. Like, don't eat any fruit. Don't eat any vegetables. Eat.
Oh, wait, I've been on that diet for some time.
eat white bread. No wheat. Yeah, it's just, I'm like, can I eat this? I don't know. Like,
no whole grains, no cereals, no.
Cooked vegetables supposed to be okay. Apparently not celery. I was like, really? Celery? I'm like, all right.
I mean,
I'm liking this diet.
In fairness, Noah, celery is basically like, it's just fiber and water. Like, there's a little bit of celery flavor added, but that's like 14th on the list of ingredients.
Can you have meat?
I can have meat. Not tough, like, not, you don't want gristly, like, hard to digest meat. But like, you know, chicken, cooked chicken is fine. Eggs are fine.
How about a burger?
I could have a burger. I want to take the vegetables off, though.
I want this diet.
Wait. Take the what off now?
Vegetables. I like vegetables on my burgers.
On
onions, tomatoes.
On your burger, you say?
Yeah. It's good.
So you take a perfectly good burger and slather it in a salad?
Yep.
Why? Why do you do this, Noah?
It's delicious. It's delicious.
Noah, who hurt you?
Can I have beans? I wanted to make a chili.
Oh man. I feel like beans would be like just like a passive aggressive way of getting back at the doctor. Like, go ahead, go in. It's warm. You'll love it.
I can't have any like tomatoes. I want to make pasta. I'm like, well, what fucking sauce can I use? Also, I'm trying to avoid dairy, which is not part of the diet, but one of the doctors, my doctor said, like, some good things to cut out if you're having, like, stomach issues, just to see if it works, is gluten and dairy. So those are often for, you know, things that cause, like, stomach issues. I'm like, all
right. I'm eating my gluten. My stomach's gonna have to learn to live with it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't eaten gluten, but I've been trying to avoid dairy, though.
How about rice? Can you have rice?
I can have rice, just not brown rice.
So that Chipotle burrito yesterday would have been fine without the beans. Good to know.
Did you have any vegetables in there?
Fuck, come on. Who are you talking to?
Yeah, all right. So wait, what did you have?
I had burrito.
Right, with?
White rice, no cilantro, black beans, carnitas, sour cream. Thank you, that's all.
Okay.
Oh wait, that's not true. I stuffed the chips in there. Make it crunchy.
Interesting.
I can't have avocado.
Oh, now you finally got something I'm sad to lose.
Not
a deal breaker.
Oh, well, why don't you get avocado in your burrito?
Guac costs extra. What am I, made of guac? No. I'm a working man, Noah.
I pay a little extra for guac. I love me some guac.
You got that guac money. No kids.
I do got that guac money. Although I will say one side benefit of this is that because I don't want to deal with like trying to figure out if I go out to eat, if there's stuff in there I can't eat, I've just been cooking at home. I'm like, fuck, I knew this, but I'm like, I should have been doing this sooner. I'm saving so much money.
Do you go out to eat a lot?
Oh, fucking all the time.
Oh. Yeah, you should stop that.
I mean, it's fine because I make enough to eat out and save money, but I'll save more if I don't.
You can save even more money and then go out to a really nice restaurant. Yeah.
I mean, I'd still do that too.
Shut up.
Or, and I'm just spitballing here, guys, or
yeah.
I could have Taco Bell like every day. like every day.
Like three times.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, she, and I've been meaning to get back into it. It's just like, it's just so easy to come home and be like, you know what, I'm just going to walk a block and just get some food.
Walk a block.
Walk a block. Walk a block of flame.
I just saw a video of Waka Flocka this morning.
Wait, what? Why are we watching Waka Flocka this morning?
No, it was, there was a show where the focus of the video was the lady who was signing for the rapping, and apparently he thought that, like, she was dancing, and, like, he went down to dance with her. It's like, no, she's translating the rap. But, like, she was doing an amazing job with like, that was the main focus, not the, like, he thinks she's dancing. But I mean, still, like, once you realize what he's doing, it's like, he thinks she's dancing. And then I think, is he like that incurious or just like that unaware of what's going on? And then I realize that's an adult human who named himself Waka Flocka.
I mean, sure. But like Ice Cube, names of Ice Cube, really smart guy.
This is true. This is true.
Ice Cube is way less nonsensical sounding than Waka Flocka.
Well, I mean,
it sounds like one of Fozzie Bear's rough drafts before he got to his catchphrase.
Waka Flocka. No one will like that.
That may have been one of the days that I realized I was old. It was a job, and it was many years ago, which only makes me older still. But I was at work, and people were talking about, like, oh, man, Waka Flocka just got arrested. I'm like, I recognize got arrested in part of that sentence. But there's a middle part there where I think I misheard you. They're like, Waka Flocka Flame got arrested. Oh, I'm like, Jesus. You just added flame to the part that didn't make sense, and it didn't make it make more sense. Like, I know what a flame is, but that was not at all clarifying for me.
What's a Waka, what's a Flocka?
Yes. I'm like, is this like Milli Vanilli, or is it a group? Like, no, it's one person. I'm like, and this person chose the stage name Waka Flocka? Why? Like, well, because it sounds kind of like a gun, like being, you know, like cocked, like a hand, like the slide on a handgun. It's like, no, it doesn't!
Wait, is that really what how you guys name?
That's what they told me, and because I'm old, and also not, you know, like into the rap scene, because I stick with the '90s rap and '80s rap. I'm a classicist like that, I guess. I don't know. No, old and white. That's what I meant to say. I'm old and white. I have no idea if that's actually the story. That's what I was told at the time, but it was also by a white person, so it could have just been like they were embarrassed not knowing what it meant.
Now I'm curious.
I think we're all curious. We're probably all...
I'm curious.
Googling
it.
Oh, my God.
And they killed Kenny?
I did not know how to spell Waka.
The name Waka was given to him by his cousin after the Muppets character Fozzie Bear's catchphrase, Waka Waka. The name Flocka Flame was given to him by Gucci Man, who he has known since he was 19. Doesn't say why, though.
So I was right.
That's disappointing. You were right.
The sound a gun makes when it cocked. No, it's just something a Muppet said once.
Waka waka. No, not once, like a lot, and twice together.
The more you know. Man.
Now I'm disappointed that the Muppets got canceled before they could have him on as a guest.
I'm disappointed that the Muppets got canceled. That's it. It's the end of my sentence.
Yes, that too. I'm trying to come up with reasons other people could get on board, Tim.
I see.
Yes.
Fuck other people. They ruined it.
This is true.
I hate other people.
I just
including me. I'm like, fuck this show. Never watching it.
Fuck you, Noah. Yeah. Fuck your stupid fuck face.
I actually wrote in to the network to be like, can you get rid of this fucking show? It's terrible.
We hate Noah.
Do.
He's a cocksneeze.
Slip, 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 slip.
I hope they leave the camera in your colon and have to go in after it.
Me too.
You have to shrink down fucking Martin Short to get in there. Not Martin Short. Dennis Quaid.
Yes.
That's who that actor is.
That's...
What?
That's weird that just unlocked something for you there. Like, I want to know the context now.
There's a movie called Intruder that's coming out, and I was trying to remember who the actor was in it, and I was like, oh, he was in that movie that Tim just mentioned.
Interspace.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember his name, Ghostboy on that, and then I was like, oh, I'll look it up, and then I forgot about it, because I didn't really care that much, but I kind of cared. And then just Tim just said it, so now I'm like, oh, yeah, it was Dennis Quaid.
He was also in that viral video where it sounded like he was freaking out, and it turned out it was fake.
What was he freaking out, supposedly freaking out about?
Something about the director on set. Oh, you don't remember this? Oh, hang on. It is a good one.
Yes.
Daylight saving time. How is this still a thing?
It definitely deserves an insert into the show notes. Also, to Noah's brain.
Anyway, since this is a new movie called Intruder, where he sells his house to this couple and then just can't let go. You know, I think it's better, especially in those types of movies, that they don't give away the person's crazy in the trailer. Like, I feel like it's more interesting when you're like, you don't quite know. Like, is this guy just kind of weird, or is he going to go crazy? But no, they give away, like, yeah, he's going to go fucking crazy.
Yeah. And I feel like the marketing team will be like, well, we got to get people in. They're not going to come in if they don't know that he's crazy. If you don't know exactly what's going to happen in this movie, you don't know what you're going to get, and then you'll never go to see this movie.
I feel like just hinting is enough, because then you can go in. I'm like, I don't know. Is he? I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, that can be part of the mystery. You can learn along with the characters. It's okay not to just have every fucking thing in the trailer get off my plane.
Wanders onto my set. I can't even get a line out until Dopey the Dick starts whispering in your ear and you're not even watching anymore.
Dennis.
Don't fucking Dennis me. I am doing my job here. I am a pro. This is the most unprofessional set I have ever been on. This is horse shit. I've got these fucking zombies over here that I have to look at. I have a bunch of pussies staring at me and this fucking baby. This is garbage.
You like the fucking baby part, Tim?
Oh, man. I remembered so many of it, but I forgot the line. This fucking baby. Oh, man. He's a damn good actor.
He kind of sounds like Harrison Ford a bit.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed that, too. And there's the follow-up if you ever want to see that.
Daylight saving time. How is this still a thing?
On a side note, and I don't know if they were thinking of Alec Baldwin, but I was talking about, I was trying to think of, fuck, I forgot the actor's name again. The guy who played Beetlejuice in the movie Beetlejuice.
Michael Keaton?
Yes, that guy. Two separate people, independent of each other, said, I'm like an actor's name today.
Oh no, something you cut out in your diet was the thing that was feeding that part of your brain.
Kevin Costner.
Was it the beans? Said, is it the Kevin beans Costner. That feed the part of your brain that allows you to remember actors? We gotta know, Noah. You're doing science for the rest of us.
Kevin Costner and Michael Keaton.
Yes.
So I was trying to think of them. There's two people live in the Pacific, or some people live in Pacific Heights. And I was like, oh, there's like a stalker movie with, I couldn't think of Michael Keaton's name. I was like, oh, he's in Beetlejuice. Two separate people, did not hear each other, said, Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner?
Yeah. I was like,
they thought Kevin Costner was in Beetlejuice.
They don't look alike. But then I looked up Alec Baldwin in that movie. I'm like, maybe they're thinking of him. Because, A, you can't even see who Michael Keaton is to much look like Kevin Costner. But I was like, Alec Baldwin at that age kind of looks like Kevin Costner.
No.
Kind of. More so than Michael Keaton does.
No.
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 Wait, you think Michael Keaton looks more like Kevin Costner than Alec Baldwin?
If you shove somebody in all that makeup, I would say Michael Keaton and Kevin Costner could be mistaken for each other.
Really? Why?
Because just white, hair covered, bald, crazy teeth, crazy face. It could be anybody.
Yeah.
But why two... Why Kevin Costner?
I don't know why you're friends with weird people, Noah.
Let me
Is
see
that
you.
My job?
Maybe they thought he was Otho?
Hold on.
Kevin Costner wasn't that fat back then. I don't know that he's fat now.
I'm going to send this via text because now I'm typing my keyboard. You don't think people could like confuse that with Kevin Costner?
Nope.
I think people could.
Oh, there it is. You sent it on as an IM.
Yeah, that's what I said I was going to do.
You said you're going to use your phone. I thought you were going to send it on Skype through your phone like I did.
I don't have Skype on my phone.
Oh, you should get that. It's helpful.
Mm.
So can you connect at both at once? Like, it doesn't fuck up anything?
Nope. I have in the past, I have joined the call that I'm already on.
Huh, interesting. I've never tried it.
Try it and you like it, I say.
Anyways, that was funny to me. I'm like, no, not Kevin Costner. And this guy was insistent. I didn't say this because I just met him. That's fucking up the sound.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing.
What are you talking about?
This guy was insistent that it was Kevin Costner. I just went, you fucking idiot. No.
The chorus of Tim's.
I wasn't even talking.
For a second you were, and it was like.
Oh, I see.
I'm like, I know fucking movies. It's not Kevin Costner. I mean, I know some movies, not all movies.
Well, at the time you said, I know movies. That's not some actor.
That's not the actor you're thinking of.
It's the actor I can't think of.
He wasn't in Dances with Wolves. He was in...
Beetlejuice.
And he was in Spider-Man. And...
Tom Holland.
I feel like the fact that I know they have to because it's coming soon, but I feel like the fact that the Spider-Man trailer was out like months before Endgame. It's like, yes, we know they all come back.
Who was I talking to that was upset about that? Something about the trailer? Was that you guys or was that someone else?
It certainly wasn't me.
Because I was having to say, I'm like, come on, you had to know some of them were coming back. I think it was more like, but I didn't know everyone who was coming back, and I think they felt that ruined it for them.
I mean, like, it only shows two people for sure that have come back.
Yeah, I don't know. Just for whatever reason, they just wanted to be disillusioned a little while longer.
I guess. No. Like, death is permanent in comic books, don't you know?
I'm like, fuck that. Fucking making money on these fuckers. They're coming back.
Steve Rogers got shot in the fucking head and came back.
He got shot in the head?
Yeah, not in like a Regarding Henry kind of way either. Like, he was dead, shot in the head.
In the comics?
Yes, in the comics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't remember that scene in the movie.
Oh, no, dude, sorry, no. I was saying that... No, I was joking about how death in comic books is, like, never fucking permanent.
Oh, no. I mean, Superman's only died once. Batman's died...
At least once.
At least once, because he was dead for Darkest Night.
Wolverine has died. Yeah. What? I just randomly bought my Google app, and it tells me, like, news stories I might actually be into. Mm-hmm. There's one that says, Brie Larson hates Avengers and Captain Marvel cast. But it puts hates in quotes.
That's totally clickbait, because it's going to be something along the lines of like, oh, they're just all in such great shape. I hate them all. You know, something like that.
Yeah, anyways, not that important. But yeah, it's just like, all right. Andy's going to go see that movie today.
He is. In fewer than 2 hours from now, I will be like sitting probably halfway through the trailers.
Okay, so there's a rumor that she's not getting, it's not happy, the cast's not happy with her. Anyways, let's ruin it for Andy. Let's go, Tim.
Fuck you both in your ass.
Well, you know, there's gonna be end credit scenes.
Yes, Chris. Of course. Yes.
During my screening, people cheered during the end credit scenes, and I did not hear what the fuck that was being said. I was like, "Fuck you guys, shut the fuck up." I mean, it's not super important, but it's just like, I kind of want to hear what they're saying. And
Stan Lee cameo was one of the best, if not the best.
Yes, I did not realize the other joke that was going on there until I read it.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, because you didn't see what was going on in the screen? Like, you weren't paying that close attention?
No. I just didn't get the reference.
Really?
Yes.
You idiot.
Those will see Andy. picks up on it.
All right. I will see.
There's no chance Andy doesn't pick up on it. I'm calling it right now.
I'm going to text something to Tim privately.
Yes, only to Tim, though.
Oh, so I sent it to you both. No, I'm kidding.
You piece of shit.
Oh, whoops.
Hate you both.
I texted a non-spoiler to Andy. Because it has nothing to do with anything.
General feelings about the movie, Tim.
It was good. It was. I liked that it was funny without turning Captain Marvel into yet another like quippy superhero. Like she's not like snarky and full of quips, but the movie is still, you know, has that Marvel humor in it.
Good.
I gotta say, it wasn't my favorite Marvel movie.
I mean, it wasn't my favorite, but I mean, it wasn't like, oh, that was a waste of time.
Yeah, I also feel like that's a real high bar to clear.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be Infinity War.
And there's been, like, what, 20 Marvel movies so far?
Oh, and young Sam Jackson is convincing throughout.
It really?
Young Coulson, less.
Mm. I was like, I sense a butt coming. Like, I couldn't tell if you were saying that sarcastically or if there was another. Yes, there's another thing. All right.
Yes, because Coulson isn't in as many scenes, and so I guess they didn't spend as much time working on that. But Sam Jackson's in a good chunk of that movie, looking young, and it's never like there. Coulson has a Polar Express vibe to him.
No bueno. Wait, better or worse than Grand Moff Tarkin in? Rogue One.
Better than Grand Moff Tarkin.
Okay.
It didn't take me out of the movie.
All right. Better or worse than Leia?
Better than Leia. Leia was worse than Grand Moff Tarkin.
Really? Oh, I thought Tarkin was worse than Leia.
Ugh. Leia looks like a video game character.
Yeah, but like, Leia looks like a good video game character. Tarkin looked like a zombie video game character.
Tarkin, he at least looked like... Like, there's something off, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Whereas Leia's like, that is a CGI... I mean, that's just C, G, and I.
Deep into the uncanny valley.
So deep into the uncanny valley.
Glad that's a song now, Noah. Thank you.
No problem.
Although, there is a scene where Samuel Jackson has to run, and you're like, oh, well, that is a 70-year-old with arthritis with a young man's face on him. I mean, they do make sure he got into a fight right before then, so you can kind of justify why he's not running at full hilt, but you're like, damn. CGI can't do all this.
Couple decisions. There's a decision I was like, questionable in the movie. I think Tim knows what I'm talking about.
I don't.
We're
texting each other, isn't this? Oh, okay. Oh, if only Andy had gone and seen this yesterday, or if we recorded tonight after he saw it, this fucking wouldn't be so shitty.
Andy wasn't going to record tonight.
It's also like the movie literally just came out. We can't be spoiling this thing on our shitty little podcast. We need every listener that we can. For, you know, like...
Our listeners in New Zealand already saw it.
The advertising revenue. Or
every single one of them. They texted me.
You know, I think back sometimes, like, how liberating it is, like, knowing that Tancast will never make money, and this, like, we will never have to, like, become, like the YouTube sensation people, where it's like, well, now you got a persona, and you better put that content out with that persona, and keep amping it up every couple of weeks, or people are going to lose interest, and go off to the next shiny thing. And we're like, nope. Even level of mediocrity for a decade.
Our people have already lost interest.
Yes.
You know, that's interesting because I feel like YouTubers, because I watch some YouTubers, I feel like they have to do that. Like,
If
for whatever reason people need to be like publishing, keep cutting content to keep like people interested. And it's funny because like I have an Instagram account, I haven't posted in a while, and like sometimes people unfollow me. I'm like, what? Did you just go for your friends list and just randomly unfollow people? Because it's like, oh, this guy's like, how do you know I'm not posting anything? Like, because I'm not showing up in your feed, but like, I can't be following accounts that don't post anything. I have no idea the reasoning, but it just seems odd. Like, they unfollow someone who's not even posting anything. Like, I can understand, like, oh, I posted that. I don't like that. I'm going to unfollow them.
I have no idea. Like, this really, this is when I understood that I was old. It wasn't the Waka Flocka thing. It was like, like, I recognize a generational distance between myself and millennials over things like social media usage.
I mean, it's, well, you know, granted, we are doing a podcast where we share our opinions, but it's interesting when, like, people who are, like, on Twitter and Facebook or YouTube and they make videos with that to share their opinions about everything. I mean, granted, I guess if that's your field you're in, you're probably going to have an opinion about it and talk about it, but it's just like, I don't know. It's interesting. Everyone has a voice now, and they can get out there, including us.
For better or worse. Worse. Always worse.
So, yeah. Endgame is coming out very soon, guys.
Very soon.
Not soon enough.
So, there's a non-zero chance that I will see Endgame in a different country.
What you said? Non-zero chance?
Yeah, non-zero chance.
Okay.
I am likely to be spending my birthday in merry old London.
Can I go with you?
It's not a vacation. I mean, you can go.
That's not what I asked, Andy.
You can go, but I'm gonna have work stuff to do. Like, no, do you want to come to my work shit?
I'm gonna get you plastered, make you miss work.
All right.
Shots. I mean, shots.
There you go. Say, points, exactly. Points.
I was watching.
Apologies to any British listeners for my shitty accent.
I was watching some video where this guy had this whole theory that they've been setting up Tony Stark's left arm, like, this whole time to be, like, something for the next movie. Like, see, he's holding his arm here. See, they focus on his left arm. He shoots. I'm like, it's possible, but I think you're reading way too much into your theory. And, because, you know, Thanos hurt his left arm, mm-hmm. you know, doing the snap. And so, like, somehow that's going to play into Endgame. Like, he's going to, like, I don't know.
He's going to use his right arm.
Tony's left arm
is
not
left-handed.
It's going to turn out that Tony's left arm has actually been a tiny robot this entire time, and it's going to leap off his body and save us all.
It's a seventh Infinity Stone that we didn't know about.
Yeah. I mean,
it's the Dick Stone.
Like, do you think, like, when they first started the movies, do you think they had anything planned out?
Nope.
This far? I don't think so either.
Because, I mean, they even had, like, when they found something that had the images of the I don't think they're called the Eternals, but one of them being Death, the one that Thanos in the comics is obsessed with and is and the reason he kills half the universe, so they kind of set that up.
Yeah.
So, and then they didn't go with that at all, so I don't think they had anything planned.
Well, and, like, there's the whole thing, like, when they first showed Thanos the very first time, it's like, to challenge the humans is to court death, and he turns around like, yeah, it is.
Get you some of that sweet death punane.
The best
Thanos,
punani.
That is not a very evolved way of thinking. I'm the villain.
The forbidden punani.
That pussy's to die for.
Or to kill for. You know, either way.
That is some killer pussy.
To fuck her, I have to use an anti-death condom. Very hard to find. You can't get one from CVS.
You have to special order.
We both
it's handmade by little children in Japan.
We both got drunk and raw dogged, and now I'm going to the pharmacy for the anti-life equation.
That's Darkseid, sir.
I know.
Keep your universes straight.
I mean, they're not. Thanos is pretty clearly a Darkseid ripoff, so.
What?
Get I mean... Anti-life equation, literally trying to F death. Also, like, just look at the character design.
I like Thanos' design better. Not
I mean,
Thanos.
Me
yeah,
too,
Thanos.
In the same way that I like Oreos better than Hydrox, and they're also the ripoff, but... but it's still a ripoff. You still gotta, like... You still gotta admit the source. You still gotta admit the what the original was.
They have carrot cake Oreos now.
I thought of you, Tim, when I was at Tim, Safeway.
Each day we stray farther from God's light.
My friend had some, and he said they taste like a Glade candle fragrance.
Oh, that does not sound good.
No.
Kind of like how cilantro tastes to me, like someone described a flower to a chemist.
Oh, speaking of flavors that suck, LaCroix is getting in trouble for describing managing their brand like taking care of a handicapped person.
Oof. Hmm. Yeah.
Because a brand can't see and a brand can't walk. You have to do that for them. I'm like, I mean, I guess it shouldn't surprise me that the company that doesn't know how to soda also doesn't know how to PR.
Yeah. I mean,
was this just like a spur of the moment, or did like it go for a marketing team?
Oh, that I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I feel like sometimes you, at the moment, you can say a stupid shit, and you're like, oh, now that I think about that, that was, I made a joke about Michael J. Fox to my coworker, and I was like, you know what, that was mean. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you say things, it's like, that was, like, funny edgy in my head, and it's just, like, hateful edgy out in the world.
Yeah. Like, we were talking about driving, and somehow Michael J. Fox came up, and I was like, no, he'd be driving like this. I start to shake the steering wheel. I was like, that was mean. Yeah, that was unnecessary.
Like, I instantly feel bad for doing that.
Yeah, I'm like, why I got shit on Michael J. Fox? Yeah.
I mean, I already canceled the show by not watching it.
I mean, I think sometimes you just gotta be like, yeah, you probably shouldn't have said that. And like, oh yeah, you're right. And then we move on with our lives.
No, there's gotta be a big outrage machine on social media. Because, you know, big outrage has gotta make their money. They're the largest lobbying group these days.
It's a funny concept. It's just a big outrage. It's just looking for the next thing to get outraged about so they can bring in that money.
I mean,
hey, this one lady who has 3 followers made a poor joke. Get on it.
The internet needs its 2 minutes hate.
Hey, a white person is calling the cops on a black person right now. Get on it. Where's Steve? He's the best at that one. Not that it's something you get outraged about, but some of it is just like, really, people? Come on. We've all said stupid shit.
Just never. I've never said a stupid thing ever.
I mean, we were hoping no one goes through our back catalogs. Put it behind a paywall. That would protect it.
That would steal it away forever.
No one would see it.
I wanted to investigate their past, but not for a dollar.
Too rich for my blood. I'm out.
Oh, my son yesterday said something about like buying a Ferrari. I said something about getting a new car, and he said like a Ferrari. I went, oh, my boy, I will never own a Ferrari. He's like, never? I'm like, if I won the lottery, if I won $1 billion in the lottery, where buying a Ferrari would be like, I just have like Ferrari money sitting around, I would still never buy a Ferrari. Like, there, everything else is something I would do before I would buy a Ferrari, because I am just not that guy. Like, I don't want an uncomfortable car that goes fast. Like, that is the opposite to me of what a car is or should be. I understand people who enjoy being in high performance cars and going fast. It's not that that's a mystery to me. It's that will never be me. That is not what a car is for, as far as I'm concerned. He's like, well, what do you want a car for? I'm like, I want a car to get me from where I am to where I want to be as comfortably as I can afford for it to do so.
And to bang your mom in.
Yes.
But I want to be comfortable while doing it.
Yes, I miss my Acura.
Wait. Were you being Andy and saying to Drew to bang your mom in, or are you saying to Andy you want to bang his mom in his car?
Either way, both work.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, Andy, I don't have a car anymore. Can I borrow your car to bang your mom in?
Hey, future Drew. Future Drew, who's listening to this episode, maybe. I did bang your mom in my car.
I'm sure he's going to love knowing that.
Hey, future Drew, aim away from whatever listening device you're on when you're vomiting. That's advice your father gave me a long time ago.
When did I give you that advice?
You were, Holly made that video for me, and you and Jen were there together, and you're like, see, look, we're being adorable and cute. Now away, aim away from all the electronics when you puke while watching us.
I was clever when I was young. What happened?
And then Jen said, someday he's going to stop. And you said, not today. But then you're like, you didn't really do anything. Like, I thought you were going to make out or something, but then you're like, I'm done.
I'm done. Mic drop.
I mean, I figured, like, just being lovey-dovey would be enough to, like, modestly disgust you. I didn't realize I needed to, like, go down on her on camera or anything.
Well, that would have been great. Mostly because it would have probably made Holly super uncomfortable while filming it.
Holly, you turn that camera off at your peril.
What have I gotten myself into?
Holly, this was your thing. Now it's our thing.
We're going to need a copy of this. IMAX. 3D. Put just, it on a shelf next to Noah's colon.
Just a copy, though. Do with the original as you will. Spread that far and wide. Like Jen is doing right now.
Oh, now.
Oh, man. I didn't go there on purpose. I just lucked into it. It's like, just skipping down the path. And I was like, ooh, what's this? A gross joke? Absolutely. Picked it up, dusted it off, put it in my pocket. Oh, man. I remember being so bitter. There's another sign that I'm old now. It's like... like, that was a lot of pain. Like, that really, like, kind of fucked my head in for a while. Okay, my head was already pretty fucked in early in my 20s. Like, you know, depression's not fun, and having no idea what I was supposed to do, and just being, like fucking aimless and completely goddamn useless. Oof. Yeah. I was a piece of shit for a lot of ways. So, like, looking back, you know, I cannot blame her for wanting to disengage from me. I can still blame her for the way that she did it, but I can't blame 40-something her for the way 20-something her did. Like, we were both 20-something, so, like, if I was a piece of shit and she was a piece of shit, like, I don't know when it happened, but there was definitely a point in my life where I was like, yeah, I really, like, I really gotta own the part that I did and, like, stop worrying about the part that she did. Because... only one of those is the thing that I carry with me for the rest of my life. The rest of it, it's on her or not.
Deep.
Hmm.
So deep.
Hmm.
Deep is the Atlantic.
No, I don't think
deep so. Deep is when you were raw dogging her on her mama's couch.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh. Never,
the baby.
Never did that.
Whose couch was it?
I was three knuckles deep on her mama's couch, but...
there it is.
There it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Three knuckles.
Because I'm still a piece of shit, just like I was in my 20s. People never really change.
No, dog.
Now people are wondering, was Andy really three knuckles deep, or is that just the most fucked up thing he could think of to say in the moment? To which I answer,
who knows?
Yes. Because in a way, like, even though Tancast is just the three of us... hanging out, chatting, fucking around every week. There's also a little bit of performance to it. I won't lie. Like, the version of me that's on Tancast is a bit of a character I put on. Kind of like the version of me that goes to work is a bit of a character that I put on.
Deep.
Some days I feel a little bit like Gary Oldman. Like, I don't know which accent was real. Is it like that for you guys? I don't think I've ever asked that.
My whole life is a performance, Andy.
But do you recognize it? I guess that's the question for Tim. Tim, do you recognize it in yourself? What? Noah, do you sometimes feel like, or do you often feel like the different versions of yourself that you put out in different contexts are like a bit of a character that you're performing?
Like, I mean, it's like code switching.
Okay.
So yeah, like, I would say that's not abnormal.
I just feel like I'm Stephen Colbert back in the old days, just always doing an improv bit where I play this character.
I mean, it's all me, but it's just different parts of me. Like, you know, there's jokes I make with Tim that I would never make with other people. Because I know Tim's not going to judge me and report me.
Oh, I judge you.
Wait, what, but what about me? Do you make those jokes with me, or is there another layer?
No, no, no. I would make the same jokes with you. It's just okay. I hang out more like in person with Tim.
Yes.
And he makes jokes with me. I'm sure he does not make with everybody.
Oh, no, everybody. I'm like, hey, boss, come here.
Look at my dick.
Wouldn't it be funny if Batman said that? Where are you going?
Am I not getting the race?
You must love the HR department. You're always running there right after we talk.
You just hold your hand up to his nose. Should my wife get this looked at?
What? No.
Oh, no. That's the darkness in my head.
I would like to personally say to everybody who did not see Happy Death Day to you, mm-hmm. Go fuck yourself.
I will. As long as it manages to stay in theaters until I get back from Orlando.
Oh, you just go fuck yourself, sir.
Okay.
First of all, somebody tweeted this podcast. Hang on a bit.
I'm just pleased that you seem to be implying you think I have a big dick. It's a change in our relationship.
It's called the Corpse Club podcast.
Daylight saving time. How is this still a thing?
Then they had the director and the star and Jessica Roth, the star, on. And they were just talking about Happy Death Day and Happy Death Day to you. And I was like, wow, this is a fascinating podcast. So I tweeted somebody tweeted about listening to that podcast, and they tagged the director and the star in it. And I was like, thanks for tweeting that, because I never would have found it. And then the director, and then we were going back and forth about why we liked it, and I added the hashtag part three, please. And the person who tweeted it was like, I'm going to get in on this part three, please hashtag. And I said, do you think if we tweeted Jason Blum, the producer of the movie, with the hashtag part three every morning at 9 a.m., he would green light the third movie or block us? To which the director replied, this thread makes me so happy. Alas, even Jason can't make part three happen. It's a studio decision and it's unlikely to happen. Sucks, because I had a great part three. So fuck everybody who didn't go see part two.
I mean, it can still pull out of the nosedive on disc.
Yeah, everybody better go buy the goddamn thing on disc.
Yes.
All of a sudden, people are going to get back into physical media again.
Yep.
Just for this movie.
Yep. Or, you know, like, stream it.
Better stream the shit out of that.
Get back together with your ex, and then ex-stream it.
Doi. I mean, I married my ex, so I'm good.
You did.
Speaking of which, I showed my wife part one last night.
How did she feel?
She liked it. A lot. However, she guessed who the killer was way early.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, I knew your wife was fucking bright, but she... This is, I think, proof positive of my theory that she's smarter than me.
Well, because, like, and then, like, they started to show, like...
No! God! No! God! Please, no! 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 No!
They started to show, like, the serial killer at some point towards the end of the movie. And she's like, no, it can't be the fucking serial killer. Why? Who cares about him? He doesn't know it's her birthday. This is bullshit. And then when it looked like it was going to be the serial killer, like, they try and take it all the way. And she's like, really? That's it? That's dumb. And then she wakes up again, and she's like, I knew it.
She's like, ha-ha.
When the reveal of the poison cupcake, she's like, I told you. And I was like, that's why I had to sit between you and your phone, because as soon as you said it early in the movie, because I posted, I'm showing my wife Happy Death Day. And then I added, Danelle figured out who the killer was already. And I was like, I had the bonus of having it spoiled for me, so I already knew who the killer was going in. I was like, but you had to use your noodle.
I mean, I spent the entire movie like jumping from wrong person to wrong person to wrong person, and when they did that that red herring with the serial killer, I was like, this feels like lazy and capricious, but I'm like, I've liked the movie so far, so I'm going to see where they go with it. But like, I thought they were really doing that, and I was like, this feels like a cop out, but let's just see what happens. And then, yeah, she kills him and wakes up. It's like, oh. Honestly, for half a second when she woke up again, I was like, is it not because she was dying? Was there something else she was supposed to do? Like, I started immediately looking for deeper meaning in the movie. Like, I jumped completely the wrong direction. It would be like hearing a truck honk at you and jumping in front of the truck. Which I guess is how armadillos die. Like, they're like, oh shit, something big is happening. I'm going to jump straight up. It's like, if you'd stayed down, that truck would have gone over you because you weren't under either of the tires. But by jumping, you fucked yourself.
And then that armadillo wakes up again on its birthday.
On its birthday, yep.
So originally the ending was, because I got the Blu-ray with the deleted scenes. Did I tell you guys about this already?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
So the original ending was, after she kicks her roommate out the window, she wakes up in the, they cut to her in the hospital because, you know, in addition to all the stuff she's been going through with dying, like, she also had a fight with the roommate.
Yeah.
And so her dad and Carter are there, and they both, you know, they say something, and then the doctor says, okay, you can leave now. And they say something about, like, oh, can we give her some more pain medicine? And they're like, no, because we want to kind of work this out through your system and blah, 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 so we don't want to give you any pain medicine right now. And they're like, okay, well, we need to let her rest. So everybody leaves, and this nurse walks in and starts putting something in her IV, and she's like, they said I wasn't supposed to have any more pain medicine. And then the wife of the professor that she was banging pulls down her mask. You realize that's who it is, and poisons her IV. And she's like, are you kidding me? And the thing goes, beep, beep, beep. Credits. And apparently the audience was like, fuck you.
Fuck you in your face.
We have spent all this time getting to know and like this person that you just killed her off at the end? No.
Like, yeah, I can see that, but like the me watching that, like the version of me that I could imagine watching that, how about that, in theaters, would have immediately jumped to, we cut to credits instead of watching her wake up again with another whole thing to handle.
Right, I'm sure that's what they, like, we'll leave it open-ended. We won't say she's definitely dead, but yeah. We won't say she woke up either.
I did like how the movie ended. I think if I'd seen that ending, like if that had been the canonical end, I probably would have laughed my ass off at that. Because the whole movie, like, it does such a great job of making, like, this, like, her descent, and it, even when they're showing, like she's not well, like, she's carrying this damage forward, like, this is really hurting her. Like, the way that she's handling it is still so fucking darkly funny the entire time. Like, they really take you down to a point where you're like, I'm really laughing at her suffering, but it's because, like, she's making it funny. Not that she's making the suffering funny, but it's just like the snark that she continues to handle this suffering with is hilarious.
You couldn't see, but I nodded.
Yes.
An approving look on my face.
Yeah.
Good job.
What's our time, Jack?
We should probably wrap it up.
Yeah, all right.
Probably time to wrap it out.
All right.
Wrap it up and wrap it out. Zippy doodah. Bye bye.
I hate daylight savings. I hate Noah, and I hate people who didn't see Happy Death Day to You. Good night.
Okay.
This is Tim, hating it up.
This is Tim saying, we hate you!
Remember, never trust people to know daylight savings time is coming up and just go to bed earlier so they don't lose out on any sleep.
Oh, man.
Not today, one, to hear it from fucking Noah. Shut the fuck up.
I had to send an email to some work colleagues and be like, hey, just so everybody on both sides of the Atlantic is aware, daylight savings time happens at different times for both of us. So pay extra careful attention when you're scheduling meetings. Because it's like, oh, that's like there, because like there's a difference between hopping on a call at like, you know, 5 and hopping at a call at, you know, 6. Like, that's family time.
There's an hour difference.
Yes. Yes, or vice versa. Like, you know, call first thing in the morning is real different. It's like, can everybody be on this call at 8? Sure. Can everybody be on this call at 7? Nope, fuck you. I got a kid to get to school.
Someone really a note for that joke that Tim just made. The cold open with on SNL was funny with R. Kelly's interview.
Daylight saving time. How is this still a thing?
Oh, I have not watched that yet.
All right.
What do I hate this week? You know what? This is going to be super stupid. I hate shitty Atlanta March weather because it was fucking 20 degrees back-to-back-to-back days this week. Like, it was fucking Arctic out. Shit was freezing. Like, plants were dying. Like, everything had bloomed and then just fucking died. Also Donald Trump, but I don't think that the weather and Donald Trump are related.
I don't know.
I mean,
could be a signal of the end times.
Could be. Could be.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Oh my god. Watching people try to go through mental gymnastics to okay him signing the front covers of Bibles like he was the author. Oh, that was like, I mean, every time I see the hypocrisy of evangelicals, it amuses me and enrages me. It's sort of like an amusement.
He's practically God.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like one of your favorite characters signs it. You know, like Satan's in the Bible, right?
He's just like, it's like it's a party cast.
Like, I'll get Emma Watson to sign Harry Potter. It doesn't mean she's J.K. Rowling. I should have said Ralph Fiennes because that would have been a more direct analogy.
Ralph.
Rafe. Ralph.
Hey, Ralph. How you doing, Ralph?
His name's Ralph. Spell Ralph, I'll call you Ralph.
Yep.
Hey, Ralph.
I'm sure he would love that.
I'd say the odds of us meeting are slim.
It'd be hilarious if you ran into him today.
Yes, it would. What's he doing in Redwood City?
You know, filming that new movie. Don't call me fucking Ralph, you idiot.
Oh, wait, I guess they, like Cinequest is going on. They could give him the fucking Independent Spirit Award.
Keep my name out your goddamn mouth, Ralph.
I put Ralph in my mouth. I spat your name out.
That makes me wonder, like, did that movie get called Wreck-It Rafe in England?
Eddie, that was a good one, buddy.
I'm going to ask around when I go there. Oh, man. You guys got to help me with coming up with a list of, like, what are all the stupidest American questions for British people that I can ask?
Where can I get some of those muffins y'all make?
Are they just called muffins here?
Or some of that toffee?
Oh, man. God save the queen. All right, everybody.
All right.
Have a week.
Have a week.
Nipples.